Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
Hey, what's going on, Curiosity Builders? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs. You know, makers, artists, podcasters, writers, filmmakers, designers, and coders who are on a mission of bringing their ideas to life by creating new things and getting their work to work. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative life for some time, I hope you'll learn something new in this podcast, challenge your assumptions about what is possible, and chase big ideas so you can become who you were born to be. As a solo business owner, do I really need to be on social media? I know I'm not alone in asking this question, but I've been thinking about it more and more lately. Fueled by the book New to Big by David Kidder and Christina Wallace, I'm going to explore the question in its root form today. Do I really need to be? It can be anything you need to be, from social media and email newsletters to search engine optimization and finding the right combination of content creation and strategy. As creative entrepreneurs, we need to be more proactive in challenging our assumptions about what we need to be in order to truly be who we are. Show notes and links to resources mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/313. You'll also find links to stream the show on the major podcast platforms and an opportunity to sign up for my email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab. Each week, I send out some thoughts on curiosity along with books, videos, podcasts, and other resources blowing my mind as well. As I mentioned in the opening of the show, do I really need to be on social media? It's a question that I'm asking myself more and more often. In the course of writing this episode, I mindlessly opened my web browser and went to LinkedIn, you know, just to check, as if I'm going to learn or get something that I didn't get 10 minutes ago. And I remember when I quit Facebook, I think it was a year ago, I mindlessly went to Facebook.com for a few weeks after closing my account. And the more I think about social media, the more I find myself mindlessly going to these places. And so I think the better question to ask is, why am I there? Am I there to create? Am I there to connect? To communicate? To find inspiration? To become numb to the real-time response to the shitty, painful events that happen in the world? I don't know anymore. I remember signing up for Twitter in 2008. I remember being on Facebook. I remember going to these things as the places that you needed to be in order to get more business. But now I don't know anymore. What was the last project that I actually got from being on social media? I think the last project that I got, they found my website through a Google search. One of the questions that I ask myself in the production and promotion of this podcast is, are people listening to this podcast because of my tweets or my shares on Instagram? I know it's not from LinkedIn because I don't post the show there, even though maybe I should. It's important to really think about this, Chris. Like many of these episodes, I'm really talking to myself because I have some things that I really need to question and I really need to challenge, because as my behavior becomes more automated based upon going to these sites every day, does that automated behavior lead to the results that I ultimately want? And that is to get more business and to grow in my abilities as a filmmaker and a podcaster. Before you get the idea that I'm anti-technology or even anti-internet, that's the furthest from the truth. I love the internet and think it is a fundamental human right, a lot like electricity and clean water. But I need to constantly remind myself, social media is not the internet. Just like America Online back in the day was not the internet, it was a gateway to the internet. Just like social media is a gateway to the internet. Social media is merely a tool that the internet has made possible. And it's followed a certain trajectory, if you will. When the internet was first found, it was really to create your own websites that link to other websites. I remember it was a tool of scientists to link to other articles and to other things. The power of the internet is found in the link to go to somewhere else. But often with social media, the goal is to keep us in the social media platform. So no longer are we linking out to other things, we are merely staying within. And I don't know if I really like that behavior, because the whole power and joy of the internet in the past was to discover new things by going to other places. And as I think about and challenge my assumption, do I need to be in this place? Is it in line with who I am today versus who I was in 2008? And as I think about these questions, I really think about something that I read in the book New to Big by David Kidder and Christina Wallace. And in the chapter, they're talking about the traits of a growth leader, as they call them. They go into 10 different characteristics of a growth leader, but the one that's relevant to this podcast that really got me thinking was the characteristic of expiring your data. And they write, data more than a year old needs to be revalidated, and forecasting beyond 3 years is intellectually dishonest because the technology and business models are unknowable beyond that horizon. In the context of social media, data more than a year old needs to be revalidated. So is the social media platform relevant to today's needs that it was a year ago? Will it be relevant in 3 years? These are important questions to ask of yourself and of business. In this section, the authors really talk about past technological failures through the dot-com bust in the 2000s and how we often write off those failures instead of asking the question, as they write, why could this work now? What is true about the world today that could make it viable? So looking at past failures and asking, why could this work now? Could this work now? Instead of really staying stuck in, well, it works, so we should use it now because it works now. They write, as a growth leader, it's your responsibility to encourage your teams to question and test the strongly held views and assumptions that support day-to-day business. This is how we've always done it, is a death knell. Burn the rule book, expire the data, and look at the problem with fresh eyes. Ooh. When I think about the question, do I need to be on social media, or at the larger scale of the question, but do I have to? I think about this section of New to Big, because it is my responsibility to question and test my strongly held views and assumptions. That gets me out of the realm of passive beliefs and passive knowledge and making it active and actionable and acted upon by testing and questioning. And I ultimately have to ask the question, but do I have to? And that is the root of questioning and testing these views. Because the answer might be no. We often assume that the answer is yes, but what if it is no? And what this really gets to is it's really about finding a better way, a new way, and a way that works for me today. And I think the answer to that possibility is found in the following section from the book Creative Confidence, Unleashing the Creative Potential Within Us All by Tom Kelly and David Kelly of IDEO. They write, but innovation, whether driven by an individual or a team, can happen anywhere. It's fueled by a restless intellectual curiosity, deep optimism, the ability to accept repeated failure as the price of ultimate success, a relentless work ethic, and a mindset that encourages not just ideas, but action. Hell yes. When I think about the question of, but do I have to? How do I test and question my strongly held views, beliefs, and assumptions? Well, it starts with restless intellectual curiosity. you're not going to be satisfied with an answer. You're just going to keep going and searching and finding and exploring. Because you're deeply optimistic that the problems can be solved, that there is an answer that you're seeking that you can find, and that you're willing to accept repeated failure because you are optimistic that success is possible. But failure is something that can only be found as you relentlessly work to discover these things, because it's more than ideas, it's action. I started this episode really thinking about, do I have to be on social media? Because I really want to question, do I have to do the things that people say that you have to do as a business owner? A lot of people write great articles. They have reasoned logic. There's a lot of good stuff out there with data, with knowledge, with experience. But if you are not questioning what works for your business and just blindly taking all of this in, that is really, I think, the root of the issue here. Because then when you don't question these things, you're not doing the work necessary to really fuel your innovation as a business. And I'm not using innovation as the buzzword. I'm just talking about the innovation that keeps your business moving forward and alive. The innovation of evolving your creativity, evolving your product, evolving your thinking. So I encourage you, question and really test your assumptions about why you do what you do. Because you might just discover the plan for the next year of your business. You might discover an idea that you didn't consider feasible, possible, or even readily there in your mind. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.